What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, I'm Mark Moore, my wife Kathy.
Hello.
How are you doing today, Kathy?
I'm doing okay.
How busy are you right now?
We're pretty busy.
Busy as what?
A bee.
Busy as a bee. They'll say there's always busy as a one-arm paper hanger.
Oh, well.
You heard that one before?
I think I've heard that before.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been a busy time right now. We've just got a lot going on, and Kathy is training.
Yes.
So, we have a new employee.
Yes.
So, we have been blessed to get a new employee that has experience.
Yes.
So, but she doesn't have our experience, does she?
No.
So we're kind of, it's a big transition coming over from what we call an exclusive agency to our agency, because when you're at an exclusive agency, you have one company mainly. I mean, you might have some other options here and there, but you're going to be focused on that one company.
Right.
You're normally the business can't really be sold to, say, me, because it is actually controlled by the exclusive company, where it be a State Farm or Allstate or Farm Bureau. Trying to think of another one. Nationwide used to be that way, but now they're actually become independent.
Right.
But what we are is an independent agent, which means we are independent from being, I guess, directed by, we're not an employee of a company, we're independent, and we represent
numerous
carriers.
Mm-hmm.
And so what blows people's mind is when we hire somebody that's coming from exclusive, they know insurance, but we have maybe 20 different companies to know.
Right.
And so it's very difficult to try to get your mind around coming into a new situation where you have so many options.
Plus, we're in different states, too. We're licensed in,
that's
another
know, thing
all
too.
Of our different states, yeah. And they're usually only licensed in one state, and they have one carrier, and if it doesn't fit their mold or their box, they can't write it. They don't have any other options. And with us, we pretty much can write just about everything but a broken heart, we always say.
Yeah. You're kind of like Barney Fife. You've got one bullet.
No.
Yes.
I don't like that.
I'm not talking about us. Talking about, an exclusive.
And not even that. I don't like that either. But
he had the one bullet.
Yeah.
So that's all.
Not everyone's.
Yeah, we've got multiple ammunition in our arsenal.
Yes.
Which is a blessing, but it also creates more of a, we have to evaluate different situations.
Right.
So it can slow us down because we have to look at different alternatives and see what's best for our customer, what's the best fit.
Well, of course, let's talk about that. So we have probably 20 carriers between the commercial lines and personal lines that we represent. We have AutoOwners and Cincinnati, and we have Nationwide, and we have Safeco, we have
the Travelers,
Nat Gen, Allstate, Progressive, we have
Builders Mutual, Frankenmuth.
Mm-hmm.
We could go on and on.
Could go on for a long time. And then
Grange. Wow,
we have, of course, we're looking at Georgia
Amtrust. Well, one thing about, I had one of my buddies as an exclusive agent. He was in North Carolina. And this lady came in from church and sat down with him, and he was writing her policies. And all of a sudden, it's like, hey, I can't write this. Well, wait a minute. I'm your friend. Why can't you write my insurance? Well, you live in Georgia, and I can't write in Georgia.
Right.
So that state line between, say, Hazel and Hiawassee or Murphy and Blairsville, you may have limitations on you being an independent or an exclusive agent where you can't write in a different state, or maybe you can't write in somebody else's territory.
Right.
So we're very blessed that we can. I've got business all the way to Raleigh, all the way to Atlanta, all the way to Florida. We've got business in Tennessee, Kentucky. Yeah.
Yeah. We were pretty much in most of the states in the Southeast, but then we are licensed in other states besides that as well.
But
our customers.
Generally, we're here locally. That's where we live. That's where we want to do business here.
Yes.
So today's show, I wanted to talk about, one we talked about before, uninsured motorist coverage. And I know
un
this is
un and under.
Un and under, yes.
That's what they call it.
It's not the most exciting thing in the world. I mean, no. Sometimes it's, maybe we can tell a funny story or something. I don't know. Sometimes insurance is not.
It's not too funny for most people.
Insurance is not that funny, is it?
Yes.
So
you want to talk about what underinsured or uninsured first? I guess uninsured would be basically someone who is involved in a car accident or even maybe a hit and run. And they have no insurance whatsoever, and they're driving around, which is really not supposed to be doing that. But
it's against most state laws. To not have uninsured motorists.
And if they find you without insurance, they in Georgia especially, they can put you in jail. So, and that can happen.
That has happened.
That has actually happened.
Getting a call for the police.
The police
pull somebody
on the
over.
Scene saying, do they have insurance? And you're like, okay. And
I had one customer that his son didn't have insurance.
Right.
And so they took him to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad had to come bail him out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, son, what was jail like? He goes, well, I met a lot of nice people there, Dad. He's like, what?
Yes. His son was a really big guy, so no one messed with him there.
Yes.
Just put it that way.
So I think he may have, I can't remember if he didn't have proof of insurance. I can't remember I can't remember exactly how it happened with that, but it was just one of those crazy things. And
that's not what your insurance agent wants to hear, is that you've been put in
jail. We do not want any of our customers to go to jail.
No, we want you to make sure you have insurance and you have no issues
with
that.
So a common objection to people is they will say, look, I'm not paying for somebody else.
Right.
This is, they're irresponsible.
Right.
They didn't buy insurance. I can tell you right now, I'm not paying for somebody else.
That's what they say.
And they say, this is, I'm responsible. I have insurance. They don't. I'm not paying for them.
But they don't understand what the coverage actually is. The coverage is basically,
You're not paying for somebody without insurance.
You're not paying. You're paying. So what's going to happen is prior to your accident, it's going to put you back like you were
prior.
We hope. After the accident, before that, back to where you were before the accident.
But a side note, we can never, this is talking about hopefully financially back.
Right.
We cannot put somebody's, after being in an accident, there's going to be mental stress, there's going to be anxiety to get back on the road, things of that nature. But we can put somebody financially back, but that's the best we can do.
Part of it is that your policy, because you have this coverage, will pay on your behalf. And then they'll subrogate and go after the other person or the other policy if they have any insurance or if they don't. It'll go after and take care of all that for you. And trust me, when it comes to this type of stuff like this, you don't want to have to do all this out of pocket and take care of things yourself. You'd rather have someone to be able to help you through this process. And that's why we encourage people to have and under insurance. The under insurance, basically they have insurance, but they don't have enough insurance to cover the claim. So your policy will put you back and then they'll subrogate and go against the other party, the other person who's at fault. And then let the insurance carriers work it out at that point, and they will handle all that for you.
Some of these coverages that their party may have may be minimum coverage.
Correct.
Would you believe in Florida that the limits are $10,000.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. for a person, so mm-hmm. somebody's medical bills, and that's right. not going to get you nowhere.
They got PIP down
Yeah, they
there,
got
so
different. No fault in Florida.
Yeah,
but
no
the,
fault.
I don't really, I know some about it, but basically it sounds like, you still get sued. It's like there's really small minimum thresholds that
right.
have to be overcome before you can sue, and it doesn't really, in my opinion, work that well.
Right.
That's just me. Georgia, the minimum limits are $25,000 per person. North Carolina is $30,000.
Right, and that doesn't go that far, especially with in today's day.
Yeah,
and age.
So if you're hurt and you got $100,000 medical bills, and their party's paying $10,000, then you've got $90,000 to pay out of your own pocket.
Right.
Now you may say, "No, wait a minute, Mark, Kathy, I've got health insurance, so I don't have to worry about it." Well, that's a valid point.
True.
But what happens when your grandchild's in the car and maybe your grandchild doesn't have insurance, or maybe your friend that you're transferring doesn't have insurance?
The MedPay will kick in to help with some of the expenses.
The MedPay
well.
Will pay a little bit,
right.
but that's smaller
right.
money compared to what this uninsured motorist coverage is at. So we're going to circle back to this topic after the break. Today we're talking about un- and underinsured motorist coverage. My name is Mark Moore, and my wife Kathy Moore. We're independent insurance agents, and we're broadcasting from WJRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where we're located. We have More Insurance Services and Mountain Insurance and Mountain Insurance Blue Ridge. We have 5 locations. 2 are in North Carolina. Our main office is in Hayesville, North Carolina. It's More Insurance. You can come by there. We're located on Highway 64 next to United Community Bank there. We have a green metal roof there. You can see us there.
And a new parking lot, too.
And a new parking lot we just finished. So please come by and check us out and see Mandy and Vaughn and Amy and Rose and Mark and myself. We'd be glad to help you with your insurance there in Hayesville. We also have another location in North Carolina. It's called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance there in Murphy. It's also on Highway 64. Going past the Arby's there, come by and see Velda and Emily. They'll like to help you there. Our other locations are in Georgia. We have one in Hiawassee, Georgia, next to the hospital on Main Street. Come by and see Joanne there. And then Blairsville, of course, we're right across the street from Home Depot, so most people know where that place is located. And next to the post office there, we're located in the our own area of the South State Bank there at that bank entrance. Come out and see Cindy, Greg, Ashley, and Shayna. They'd help you out there. And then lastly, our last location is in Blue Ridge, right past United Community Bank. And then the other side of it is Burger King. They're right there in the parking lot of United Community Bank. And you can come by and see Kathy Hunter, Jeremy Payne, and Carrie Van Zant. And we'd like to help you with your insurance there. Also, check us out online at www.more-insurance.com and like us on Facebook.
So we've got banks and fast food next to us.
Yes.
So, well, so we're talking today about uninsured and underinsured drivers. I have some statistics here for you. The 10 worst and best states. So I went through a list here and just kind of picked out the ones that are relevant to our area. Tennessee is the 3rd worst state to be driving where you may run into an uninsured driver. They have no insurance.
Oh, wow.
23.7% of drivers do not have a insurance policy.
That's pretty.
So, you know, you have a 1 in 4 chance of being in an accident with somebody with no insurance.
That's not
Georgia,
good.
Number 23 on my list. So they're, you know, almost halfway in the middle of the road for the country. 12.4% of drivers have no insurance in the state of Georgia.
That's why they get in trouble and go to jail if they don't, they get caught. So.
Yeah, I think that probably is going to go up because we have seen Georgia become more, strict about this, you know, since we first got in the business. North Carolina is pretty good. I mean, it's 7.4% of drivers do not have insurance.
Number 41.
Yeah, so that's almost one of the best. 50
states is pretty good.
So this is going from the worst to the best.
Mm-hmm.
So
Florida's
number 6, 20%. So you've got a 1 in 5 chance of having a uninsured driver.
Or
This is no insurance.
Oh, okay.
This is people who don't have even a lick of insurance.
Well, that's not even talking about who are they're underinsured.
Yeah, this is just like having no insurance.
Now
I bet you if you look at people who's got minimum limits, we see this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it particularly when somebody buys a policy watching TV and they get cheap coverage and then they've got minimum limits.
Right.
And you know, our mantra is that you don't want to spend 15 minutes or less on your insurance coverage. Because it could cause you having a bankruptcy. You know,
right.
It could be. We had Larry Ford here, the attorney, and talking about something that's really harsh about some of the things they can do to you. You can get a collection attorney, because once you're out of insurance, then your insurance company is done. They're done with you. And then you're going to be dealing with somebody else's insurance company, especially an uninsured motorist claim, because they're going to pay off on behalf of our customer, say, that's got uninsured motorists. And then they're going to come back and do the subrogation, which is we're going to go back and legally waive your rights of recovery against the negligent third party that's hit you. And those rights are assigned to the insurance carrier that you have. And they take over your rights of recovery, and they will go after the negligent third party.
Right.
Now, I know that some people may just not be able to get you can't get blood out of a turnip. You know,
I hear that a lot. They're like that. You know, I don't want to have this because they're going to sue me more because I have higher limits. No, you want to have higher limits to cover certain situations.
Get the higher limits you can afford.
Right, if you can afford them. I encourage people to have. If you have assets, do you have, vehicles, or you have a home, or rental homes, or toys? Make sure you have an umbrella, because that goes over the auto or home or any of your other policies, and it protects you even more. And that's a good thing, because some of the stuff on your auto and your home policy might exclude, your umbrella will actually cover. So
your biggest liability normally is driving a vehicle.
Yeah.
Especially you got a young driver too. I mean, you could be an old driver or any driver.
Right.
That's typically your biggest exposure out there.
We see problems with younger drivers who are inexperienced, and we see it with a lot older, mature drivers who their reflexes are not as good as they were.
I don't think they have as many claims because they don't drive as much. A lot of times, they're not really driving. Now, if you have somebody that's driving your vehicle for you, you need to make sure that if they're driving on a regular basis, you need to add them as a driver as well.
Correct.
Kate, let me give you one that Jeremy and I was working on this week. We're going through, we have purchased some businesses, and we're trying our very best with the time we have and the resources we have to go through and what's calling re-underwrite the business, which means we're looking at what coverages they have now, and we're trying to offer higher coverages. Or
other coverages they might have not been offered.
Yeah, or sometimes we're remarketing, so I think we can get this people a better rate. So let's go ahead and let's shop them with our company.
Right.
So Jeremy and I was going through one this week, and this gentleman didn't have uninsured motorist coverage. I mean, nothing. He's got liability. He actually had very good liability. It's like $500,000 limit, which was good. I mean, he must be concerned about liability, but he has no uninsured motorist.
Right.
And so we rated it up, and I can't remember. It was like a couple $100 a year to get it. I know that's a lot of money, but we started thinking, okay, let's see what kind of discounts we can get this guy. Mm-hmm. So what we did is we rated him an umbrella policy, and we have a little tool there that shows you. We have one company that we really like. It's actually Auto Owners. We'll give you what's called a multi-policy discount.
Right.
And so by the time we took the umbrella and applied his discount to the home policy that he had, and the auto, and we added the uninsured motorist, and we tweaked the deductible a little bit. He had like a $500 deductible in his house. We tried to do $1,000. It was coming out with less money.
Right.
So no, we've not presented this to the customer yet. He's 83 years old. I don't know if we can get in touch with him, but he could literally save money and have better coverage because buying the umbrella gets him a discount on his other two policies.
Right.
We've had that with we have a term life policy that we have a discount for as well that gives you a policy. Sometimes on some of these commercial customers, they get a free policy at the time they get the discount.
Right.
So that's a good thing.
Nothing's free, but they actually,
Well, in essence, it is because they're, you're getting it for, you're getting a discount that pays for your umbrella policy.
It does.
So it is kind of, just a free one. So that's why it's important to, think about your insurance policy, or ask your agent, some discounts that I need to be getting that I'm not getting? What are my discounts now? And we can evaluate that. Our philosophy is, we better be doing the best job for our customer, because it'll look pretty stupid if they go somewhere else and they get the discounts that we weren't giving. So we got to be very careful.
We have had sometimes at renewals where the carriers, it's not us, the carriers sometimes drop them off, and we just have to look at the renewal just to make sure that they all are there, because sometimes they just they don't do it on purpose. I think it's just something kind of fluky type of thing falls off. So, or, you know, sometimes stuff will fall off just because maybe you don't have a newer home now, or your roof, or different things like that. They look at for different carriers, or for different companies look at different things differently. But sometimes you'll have a discount for a period of time until, you know, your house is not new now. It's not a new roof now.
Yeah,
it's,
or you have to be careful about, they may lose some coverage, like it might go for replacement.
Right.
But going back to uninsured motorists, though, I mean, that's a good way to, you know, if it's going to cost you more money to get the uninsured motorist, in this case here, we were able to evaluate what could be done on discounts.
Right.
And
it's like an insurance review that we're doing, a family insurance update or a review that we do. And, you know, I think it's important to do that with your agent, because things do change and you do make different things, decisions. And
what did I say about it? Insurance is a moving target.
It is a moving target.
It's not like you're getting a loan for an auto car, you know, for a car or home. It's a one-time thing. It changes day to day. And I think that, you know, having the annual review is good. And consider getting uninsured motorists, because we just showed you that a lot of people out there do not have any insurance. So this is Mark and Kathy Moore. We're on Peace of Mind on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.